Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Teng Yang, come from Purdue University, and my advisor is Dr. Haji Kim. Today, my presentation topic is nutrient management regime determines water quality, crop growth, and yield in aquaponics systems. First, let me introduce our research background. We all know that global population keep increasing within decades, and it was predicted that by 2050, there will be about 9.7 billion of people in the world, and around 66% of people will live in urban areas, which means that in the near future, we have to feed more and more people with more and more limited spaces. That's why current agriculture production system use a lot of pesticides and fertilizers to increase the crop yield. However, this may cause some problems because these chemicals may make their way into the groundwater and contaminate the water, soil, and air in the world. And on the other hand, the current water and energy scarcity also push us to learn the lesson that sustainability is our future. We have no choice but to use sustainable way to produce food for people so that we could survive in the future. That's why in recent years, aquaponics become more and more popular because it's a promising, sustainable way to produce food for people. In a basic aquaponics system, there is usually a fish tank, a biofilter tank, and a plant grow bed. And the basic work principle in aquaponics is that after we feed fish, fish will digest the food and excrete ammonia and other nitrogen products into the water. Then the wastewater will be converted into the biofilter tank so that the nitrifying bacteria can convert ammonia into nitrate and finally nitrate. This nitrate nutrition could be good fertilizer for the plants. So after plant uptake these nutrients, the clean and healthy water can be moved back to the fish tank for the growth of fish. So as a result, a good and well-designed aquaponics system is a sustainable production way to provide both of fish and vegetables for the consumers. However, there are some issues for the aquaponics production still currently going on because there is no nutrient management guidelines for the aquaponics production. And what people usually do is just follow the feeding regimen suggested by the aquaculture industry. And this nutrition management guidelines is only designed based on the fish growth and never consider about the nutrition requirement of the plants. It may cause big problem because like the left graph showed the nutrition cycling aquaponics. In an aquaponic production system, the feeding regime is very important because the nutrition availability and the composition is mainly affected by the feeding regime because the fish feed is a major nutrition resources for the both of fish and plant. However, the current feeding regime used in aquaponics is followed the suggestion of the aquaculture industry as a result of the consumption that increasing the nutrition application to the system could boost both the fish and the plant production. So that is the standard feeding regime used now is the increasing feeding regime. The red graph shows the nutrition released from the fish feed as a result of the increasing feeding regime. The black line shows that based on the increasing feeding regime, the nutrient will release from the fish feed in a linear phases. However, plant nutrient demand is based on the sigmoid phases, which means that in the initial and end of the growing season, there will be a lot of nutrient in the wastewater, and a lot of nutrient contaminated and accumulated in the water will affect the water quality and also the growth of fish. In the middle part of the production season, crop may not get enough nutrient, so it will affect the crop yield as well. That's why we come up with a hypothesis that the current increasing feeding regime is not well aligned with the growth pattern and the nutrition demand for the vegetable grown in aquaponics. And in order to develop a sustainable nutrition management strategy in aquaponics for best water quality and improve the crop yield and quality, we conducted this experiment by using three different types of crops, included five leafy vegetables, two herb vegetables, and one fruity vegetables. And we used two different aquaponics treatment and one hydroponic treatment. Hydroponic treatment is followed the commercial practice. For the aquaponics treatment, we use two different feeding regimes. One is the standard increasing feeding, EIF. During the study, we increased the daily feeding rate from 40 gram to 70 gram, which is what it usually did in the aquaponics production. The other feeding regime is the uniform feeding, AUF. Which means we use same amount of fish feed every day during the whole study time. And the total nitrogen applied in the two feeding regime treatments are the same. Our results show that the uniform feeding could increase the crop water quality and the seedling performance. This graph shows the most some nutrition dynamic change during the study in uniform feeding, increasing feeding, and hydroponics. The red dot indicated the increasing feeding, and the gray dot indicated the uniform feeding. The blue triangle indicated the hydroponics data. We can find that most of the nutrient concentrations was increased over time, and based on a similar pattern in uniform feeding and increasing feeding. However, some toxic ions like ammonia, nitrite, and sodium was reduced in uniform feeding, especially in the initial growing season. Except that the initial nutrition availability, especially phosphate, calcium, magnesium, was significantly increased in the uniform feeding in the initial stages and maintained at least for 1 week. And we think it could be a good growth environment for the crop growth. Aligned with the water quality result, we found that uniform feeding also enhanced the crop marketable yield. For example, the shoot dry rate of leaf vegetable and herb vegetable, and also the fruit dry rate of the fruity vegetables increased or tended to increase in uniform feeding compared to the increasing feeding. And also, there was no significant difference between the uniform feeding and the hydroponics. On the other hand, the leaf greenness also increased or tended to increase in uniform feeding, which means that a better plant quality in the uniform feeding treatment. On the other hand, uniform feeding also increased the root parameters, and this result was similar to the hydroponics. For example, the root length of leaf vegetable and herb vegetables was significantly reduced in increasing feeding compared to the hydroponics. However, in uniform feeding treatment, there was no significant difference compared to the hydroponics. On the other hand, according to our previous research, we found that the fine root growth was inhibited by the aquaponics production compared to the hydroponics. However, in our results, we found that fruity vegetables, the fine root growth of fruity vegetables didn't affect it by the uniform feeding, and which means that the better fine root growth for the fruity vegetable growth, and it can explain why higher products was attained in the uniform feeding treatment. On the other hand, night photosynthetic rate also increased by the uniform feeding. Start from the second week after the transplanting. And at the end, the total concentration of the whole plant and the leaves also increased by the uniform feeding compared to the increasing feeding. And this result was similar with the hydroponics production. The most important thing is that the nitrogen use efficiency was significantly higher in aquaponics than hydroponics, because hydroponics, based on our commercial practice, the hydroponics nitrogen applied was usually 3 times higher than the aquaponics feeding. After the calculation, nitrogen use efficiency was reduced by the hydroponics production. Compared to the increasing feeding, uniform feeding was significantly higher, and the highest nitrogen use efficiency was found in the uniform feeding, followed by the increasing feeding, and then the hydroponics. That's why we concluded that uniform feeding could improve the water quality by reducing the toxic ions and increasing the initial nutrient availability in aquaponics. That's why it could considerably increase the yield quality and the nitrogen use efficiency in crops. And these parameters are similar to the hydroponics. On the other hand, the standard increasing feeding regimen had negative effect on the plant growth and quality, and we suggest to develop the production strategies based on the uniform feeding regime so that we could further increase the aquaponics production and lead to a successful aquaponics commercial production. All this data and results showed today is available online, and you could use this link showed on the slides to get free access to this paper we published in Scientia Horticulture before August 21st. At last, I want to thank my advisor, Dr. Hedrick Kim, and my committee members. I also want to thank my lab mates and all the greenhouse staffs help us during the study. Our study also get a lot of support by the USDA and other commercial industry helpers. So I'd like to take any question you may have. Thank you. The question is that when we feed the fish, if the fish eat all the feed we provided. Yes, correct. Actually, 1% feeding rate is not a lot. Usually in commercial aquaculture industry, they use 3%. So 1%, they finish all of them. Actually, we kind of do not provide enough food for them for this research, actually.
So in aquaponics, rather than sizing the system to, you know, utilize the total available nitrogen on the plant side, have you guys looked at maybe custom tailoring a diet specifically for the plants without sacrificing the fish health?
Okay. So the question about if our feeding regime sacrifices the fish growth, right, or plant growth?
No, creating a custom diet that benefits. Right now, it's just a standard feed, mm-hmm. and you size the plant system based on the total available nitrogen.
Mm-hmm.
But rather than using that, custom design a food that works for the plant, but does not sacrifice fish health.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, the question is about if we could customize a feed diet which could benefit for both of fish and crop demand, right? Yeah, that's a good question. Actually, we think about this, and it may be our next step research. Because actually, for the aquaponics, the challenge is that the nutrition requirement of fish and crop are not the same or similar, not except the amount of the nutrition they require, also the type of nutrient, they need different types. So it's hard to do this, and currently there are no enough supporting data we have, so it's kind of preliminary result, and we will further move on our research. Thank you.
We have time for one more short question.
Yeah.
Just following on that, so right now you're trying to have a closed-loop system. Have you considered, and I want to understand your thoughts on having a decoupled system, where you use optimized fish growth, you measure the fish water output, then you supplement and used by plants, that do not return to the fish.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, the question about why if we think about use a decoupled aquaponics system, right? Actually it's a popular design currently for aquaponics. Use decoupled system, but not the coupled system. Actually, in my view, I think coupled system is it's a reason we use aquaponics, because in the future we cannot to use this format. Okay. Because in decoupled system, it's kind of use wastewater as part of the fertilizer, right? So it's still kind of contamination to the environment. So I prefer to use coupled system for my research. Thank you.